Several weeks ago, my husband and I visited the house he grew up in so he could pack his old room. My husband, Phil, is 41. It was time. It was past time. His whole life, his parents never moved, which couldn't be more different from my situation. After my parents' divorce, we bounced around like ping pong balls. Our circumstances were the sieve through which my belongings passed like so many grains of sand. My beloved collection of stuffed animals had slipped away by the time I hit double digits. Not Phil's. This summer, he brought home a laundry hamper filled with his old stuffed animals, worn and stained and ripped. And then I find it, an old candy tin filled with eyes. He rented a car to bring all his stuff home. He crossed 3 state lines. He's kept every school assignment, notebook, jotted musing. I guess it should come as no surprise that he's grown up to be an academic and a historian. He calls all this stuff his personal archives. I call it evidence. He comes in one day and unfurls a long roll of crinkly paper. It's a life-size outline of his body, done when he was in 9th grade, with pictures to represent aspects of his character. His head is a giant baseball. No facial features, just red stitches. The rest? An aerial picture of what appears to be Beverly Hills in place of his groin. His limbs are a host of sports cars and jets and football players and mid-tackle. The pièce de résistance is Madonna, her true blue headshot slithering up his leg. I shoot him a look. People call you professor. He nods, inordinately proud. On another afternoon, he hands me a short stack of papers. When he was 14, his sister went off to college. He was set to inherit her phone line and the answering machine that went with it. On these scraps are potential outgoing messages. The first is entitled, "You be illin'." You called up this number because you wanted to talk, but Phil's not here, so what? Take a walk. The next is called Phil's Fresh Phone. This is the fresh rap right now on the phone. Leave your message because Phil ain't home. I call you back if I hear your tone, but until then, you leave me alone. As far as he can recall, he never recorded any of these raps. But for a little while, he wasn't just the guy who played the French horn. No, he was a rapper who turned away callers with mad rhymes. He also tries a more straightforward version of his outgoing message, flexing a serious side. And for some reason, I find this the most hilarious, precisely because it's so mundane, something that might occur to a person to say spontaneously, but still, he wrote it down, because this wasn't really about the message, I realize. This was about trying on personas. Here he is, with gold chains and swagger. And here he is with a suit and tie. Labeled business, it reads, "You have reached Phil. Please leave your name, number, message, the time that you called, and any other relevant information, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you."